You're listening to a podcast of WJR's Internet Advisor. For the latest up-to-the-minute technology news, check out the Internet Advisor's blog at internetadvisor.net.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Internet Advisor. Foster Brown here, Gary Baker, Ed Riddell, and Cal Carson in studio with me. And, you know, this is a topic I think it's quite ripe for this time of year, especially for Eddie, who's got a daughter going off to college for the first time, and that is what to buy, what kind of technology to buy for our kids as they're going off to high school or to college. And with us online is Mark Krinen, who is with computers at About.com. Mark, welcome to the Internet Advisor.
Thank you for having me.
Delighted to have you on. We have a link, by the way, in our homepage at internetadvisor.net to your article, which was how to buy a back-to-school computer. Mark, let's start with just some basics. Let's say we've got somebody who's going to be going into, let's say, high school. What's basic equipment for a kid going into high school nowadays? And then let's maybe talk about college.
High school is not nearly as complicated as college in terms of students don't need the mobility that a college student needs.
Mm.
So desktops are very much the most affordable and best route in terms of a computer.
Mark, you really think so? I saw that on your site, that desktop versus laptop. I can't imagine buying a desktop anymore.
Yeah, there's less and less reason to buy a desktop, but in terms of functionality, I think that a desktop is a better route because it tends to last longer than a laptop in terms of functionality. Many laptops have an average lifespan of only 2 years, whereas a desktop will functionally work for a full 4 years, depending upon the model's purchase. There are some schools, though, that do recommend laptops, and I think it's important that parents check with the schools to see if they actually recommend a laptop for use within their programs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know,
school and schools.
Both my kids, not only did they take laptops to school at various times, but they always took them to their friend's house to do studying and to do joint projects.
Eddie, so what? How do?
Oh, sure, that's what
I'm
going to
ask one of our guests. I'm going to ask one of our guys here. You've got a daughter going to school to college.
Yep. And both my kids have laptops. My daughter's laptop, because I'm technical, I was able to squeeze 4 years out of it. But she wanted to get a brand new laptop for college. You know, so we got her an i5. With the cam, so, you know, keep in touch with mom and dad because she's going off to college, and we can use Skype and do, you know, just to make sure that there's no boys in the background in a room or anything like that.
You really think, though, is because you're technical, you don't think that that laptops last?
They do, but, you know, the kids get into stuff, and I have to end up rebuilding it 2 or 3 times.
Yeah,
you know, they get viruses. Uh-huh. You know, the hard drive went out, so I had to go buy another hard drive. You know, they're abusive. And laptops also, you know, the kids will set them on their comforters in their dorm rooms, and they end up frying the unit because it overheats.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to teach them the paper plate trick.
Cal?
I absolutely have to agree with Mark. Laptops just don't have the type of longevity in the hands of anybody under the age of 21, in my opinion. Their lifestyle is so hectic and so busy, they just jam it into a backpack or whatever, and a lot of care is not taken away. So, Mark, my question to you would be, what do you recommend along with purchasing a laptop? Do you think the extended warranties is a good deal? Because every time I get a laptop that's an Apple laptop, I always get Apple Care with it because I just think it's the best thing to protect that sort of thing.
Extended warranties are a very touchy subject. Retailers are very heavy to push them, and in general, I don't recommend them, especially if it's purchased through a retailer, because you're generally going through a third party and not the manufacturer in order to get the repairs done. Apple is a different case, because when you buy an Apple Care extended warranty, you're going through the same service channels that you would do under the standard warranty. So I very much recommend, especially if someone is a student going off to college and getting an Apple computer, I would highly recommend getting the Apple Care package because Apple does an extremely good job with their service.
Well, Tom, can you talk, what about for the, you know, I agree about the third-party thing getting into the way, but if in addition to let's say, extended warranties. Let's talk about something else that I think is very important, too, and that is insurance for those laptops. Do you recommend that they check into their homeowner's policy on how those are covered and buy additional rider for it?
It can be a very good thing to do for a college student, especially since laptops can so easily be misplaced or stolen. You go to the library, you accidentally leave your bag behind with your laptop in it, and your laptop may be gone. Or when you're just, traveling between school and home for holidays, they can very easily be misplaced. I don't know if the homeowner policy would be a good idea, because they might charge you enough on that rider where you could save up to buy a replacement laptop, depending on how.
Yeah, they're
how
almost disposable items nowadays.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what other technology could your child bring to college with them besides a laptop?
Well, tablets are becoming extremely popular, although I don't recommend them very much yet for college, and that's because they're too new. They haven't settled in how they would be used yet. I mean, like Amazon has its Kindle program where you can rent textbooks.
Yeah.
Which can save you money, so a Kindle could potentially be a good use, but then again, they may not have all the textbooks that your student need.
You know, that's Mark, that is a fascinating thing for folks. The cost of books, I know, is just astronomical, and now Amazon is working with their Kindle to present certain textbooks. That is genius. And because the texts are constantly changing.
Well, when you're paying $130 for a single textbook, and you can get it on Amazon for the Kindle for $80,
Yeah,
but it's not as easy to resell, though.
And some textbook manufacturers, like the one I used to work for, Cengage Learning, they sell chapters of these books. It's called iChapters. So that's even a more affordable way.
Excellent.
So, Mark, it sounds like a Kindle might not be a bad idea.
Yes,
or a Nook.
And similarly, a Nook or even a tablet can be used.
That's right. Yes.
Because the Kindle app is on there.
Right,
as
right,
well.
Right. Right, right. The tablets do have those applications.
So, Mark, I have a question for you, and this was a lesson that we learned. When Lauren was going off to college, my daughter, we bought a printer because we thought, she'll need a printer. Turned out the printer sat at home all year.
Yeah.
And that
they're not very common anymore, because most students are actually sending in their documents electronically to their teachers. So they aren't as important, although for some students it may be useful just to print a draft and do hand notes on them. It really depends upon the student.
Well, and her problem was her roommate also had a printer.
Yeah.
And because dorm room space is tight, they didn't want two printers in the room, so they shared that printer.
Yes.
So
aren't nearly as important as they were. But, for example, a printer that is also an all-in-one with a scanner can be very useful for a student doing research with lots of textbooks that they bring in from the libraries, because they can scan their necessary text from it and then return the book.
Hey, Mark, what about, we're talking about laptops, we're talking about printers, stuff like that. We don't talk about something else that I think is really important. I write a blog on this on a regular basis. What about storage and backup? What do you suggest as far as USB drives or external hard drives? How about that for going away to college?
I highly recommend students invest in backup, especially a portable USB hard drive, one that can just run off of a USB port. With an Apple product, it's very easy to set up the backup system through
Time Machine.
The name of it right now. Yeah,
Time Machine.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very, very easy to set up. Windows does have tools that you can
Windows 7
with.
Now comes with a lot of good backup technology wrapped into it.
Yes, and there are third-party options as well. Mm-hmm. Some drives come with programs on them as well that you can use. But it's very important, especially if you're using a laptop, because if you misplace your laptop or it does get stolen or even damaged, mm-hmm. at least you will have your documents backed up.
Yep.
And that can mean a huge amount of data loss for a student working on a dissertation.
To be blunt, in the university settings that we're talking about, theft is rampant.
And definitely would not want to lose all your Facebook accounts and know where all your pictures are in MySpace.
So back up. So we kind of got a daisy chain here, which is, we've got laptops are good, desktops perhaps, but laptops, tablets possibly for But you definitely want to have something to back up your information on, so that if something should happen to whatever device you've got that information there, and again, just boom, put it back. Because you can you imagine losing a dissertation? Go ahead, Mark.
There's also the online backup options as well now.
That's right.
Becoming very popular. So that way, like, because a physical USB drive could also be stolen in addition to the laptop, so that makes it much more protected because you have it at another site.
Yeah, we're right at the end of this, but tell me, netbooks, are they any use anymore?
I think they're very much falling out.
Yep, I think so too. They're just about gone because of the power that are in cell phones and in tablets and in everything else. Mark Granin, thank you so much for being with us from About.com. Again, his article you can get to directly to get more details on it. We'll be talking about at InternetAdvisor.net under our show notes. Mark, thanks so much for being with us on the Internet Advisor.
Thank you.
Thank you. And coming back in just a bit, we're going to be talking with some more folks on the Internet Advisor about, well, I've got so much here, I can't even remember what it's about, but it's interesting.